Hello, everybody, and welcome to this brand new episode of Media Buffet. What the fuck? Why would you do that? What is wrong with you?
That's the intro. Hello, everybody. My name is Mercury, and welcome to this brand new episode of Media Buffet. Today, I'm joined by Ben, Black Comedy, Pancakes, and Seed. How are you all?
I'm good. Thank you.
That was amazing. Oh my.
Fucking stole the Nirvana package off. Anyways, how are you? Yeah, how are you all? How's it been going?
I am very surprised that intro sequence went as smoothly as it did.
Package that's called improv.
Yeah, I did that when I did that to your mother last night, but that.
Jose, bro. Okay, Pancakes, I see you. Fuck you. Anyways, so today we're finally continuing with the MCU. It's been quite a while since I talked about the MCU. I was the only one to do the episode on M and the Cross Quantumania, which was a tragedy because I'm gonna be such fucking ass. But yeah, we're here, and we're going to be talking about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, a year later.
I just know you wet yourself when Creep started playing. I'm just going to say that.
When what?
When Creep started playing.
Putting it out there. But before we get into the notes that I have for the movie... Before we get into the actual discussion, in my circle of friends, Creep is known as the Mercury theme, the Mercury song. And when that song played in the movie, I got a couple people craning their heads towards me. And we're just sitting in defeat as the Mercury song played in the theater.
You gotta question yourself, why is that the Mercury song? What did you do to deserve
that? I don't know why the Mercury song. You think I wanna be known as the Creep?
Okay, you're the Creep. You're the weirdo. And what the hell are you even doing here?
Fucking Uno reverse card.
I actually have an Uno reverse card in my wallet, so reverse. Actually, no. There's a game called Uno No Mercy, and they have like new cards that are like merciless, quite literally. And there's a reverse plus four, so reverse plus four to you, Mercury.
That sounds awful.
Well, yeah, it is. Fuck you.
Okay. That's certainly something. So yeah, so we're finally covering this movie after a long, long time. I literally pre-recorded the Secret Invasion episode before this one, and that was back in January, so there's that whole thing. But anyways, we're finally covering it. Rat Comedy is out right now, so give me a second. But yeah, so we'll just get right into it with our usual discussion stuff, because why not? So let's talk about where the fuck am I? Let's talk about the CGI and the action. It has been a year since I've watched the movie. Since we all watched the movie, right?
Yeah.
So we might not have the most fresh or really insightful opinion about anything, so excuse us, it's been a while.
Oh my god, has it really been a year since Guardians 3 came out?
Yeah.
It's been a year. Yeah,
it's been a year. Diablo puñeta. It's been a year, daddy. I've really, really missed you.
Fucking god.
Mommy says you left home to go get the milk, but you never came back. I miss you, daddy. I don't know.
Okay.
It was better when Juan Del Dingo did it.
Yeah, yeah, and you're not Juan Del Dingo, so let's move on. fuck you. So let's talk about CGI in action. Well, in my humble opinion, they knocked it out of the park. A lot of the action is really, really, really well made. Like, it's super fun.
Oh yeah. Like that one sequence. I don't remember the sequence, but that one sequence when, they're towards the end when they're fighting at the ship and they have to stop. I don't remember what was it. The collector, cabrón.
The High Evolutionary.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah, the High Evolutionary.
Yeah, when they had to stop it and they were like boarding a ship and they had to like, yeah, they had to fight like a couple of like a bunch of random creatures.
Bullshit.
What happened?
I got some armor trend, boys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I am.
Okay. Well, Brad, probably we're talking about the CGI in action right now, so just that. But yeah, I think I know what you mean. Was it like towards the end or something? Oh wait, was it like the? It was towards the end, right? Where like where they're in the hallway scene and they're trying to like fight through all the people. Is that what somebody's talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a bunch of goons.
Yeah, that's really well made. Another one that I think is actually like, also really well made is I think all of them, to be honest, but. Like, the first fight scene is really memorable because not only has Adam Warlock been memed half to death with that thing when the movie came out, but that action sequence is just, like, it's so good because you're, like, at the end of it, you're, like, holy shit, Rocket's gonna die.
It's literally what I was thinking the entire movie.
Like, this movie fucking just... It does a lot to really... Set that tone, like anyone could die at any point. It's a bit disappointing, to be honest, when nobody does.
It's true. Yeah, nobody died, but fuck it.
But yeah, it brings you to that point where it's like you're almost there. You're almost there on the verge of fucking tears.
Literally.
Oh yeah, like, this.
Quite emotional.
I mean, I didn't cry. But the movie, I left it quite shocked because I was coming into this movie having very high expectations, but I left it with my expectations exceeded, flipped over, fucked over, and quadrupled.
I think that's something that is kind of, that this movie sort of made, like, the thing is, okay, we're still on CGI in action, but the thing is, what this movie really did was it kind of revitalized the MCU because we just came out of Quantumania, which was a fucking disaster. Like, everyone I know hates one Quantumania with a passion, minus you pancakes.
I like Quantumania.
Oh my god.
Bitch. Anyway,
bitch.
No, you don't. And you know you don't.
Modok is my
Pancake,
babe.
You're
okay?
The only person that I know who actually liked Quantumania.
Listen, Modok.
I'm not going to give my opinion because I haven't watched Quantumania.
Bro,
I'm going to be completely honest. The last thing MCU related that I watched was this fucking movie, Guardians. This fucking movie. I have not seen anything else since.
Same, bro. I haven't seen shit in a year.
Yeah.
You're not missing out on much.
It's Phase 4. What do you expect?
Maybe watch X-Men 97. But that's not MCU.
If more views doesn't count, then I'll probably watch it again.
Oh, wait. If you count Madame Web as, like, Marvel shit...
No.
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 It's not.
No.
It's not.
No. I'm talking about in general Marvel shit. Like, I haven't seen Marvel.
Oh, yeah. Then yeah.
Madame Web was the last thing that I've seen.
That's awesome. Like Marvel related. But greatest movie of all time.
The Madame Web is, like, yeah, the movie of all... Yes.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Dude.
I almost fell asleep. Bro, I almost fell asleep on the fucking room.
The scene where the black spider or whatever the name of the guy is called, like when the black spider like shows up and Dakota Johnson just hits him with the fucking truck, I lost my shit, cabrón. That was so sad. That was the greatest scene of all time.
Bro. That movie sucked ass.
What do you mean? So, what I was sort of getting at is that this movie really did bring back the feeling that the MCU is finally back. We're still back, right? And then Secret Invasion came out and kind of shadow over it. But, like, yeah, like this movie, right? Then not only that, like we just came out of Quantumania. Before then was okay. Wakanda Forever wasn't that bad, but like before Wakanda Forever was Love and Thunder, and like we had a kind of a slew of mediocre to bad movies coming out, and then this came out and it was a fucking amazing movie, right? Like it was awesome.
Thor Love and Thunder was horrible. Fuck it.
Yeah, it was. And one of the things that all these movies have in common is the fact that the CGI is horrible.
The kid. Enough said.
In Thor Love and Thunder?
Yeah, the kid. You remember him?
No. I'd rather not remember that comedy. I'd rather not remember Thor Love and Thunder.
Okay, sure.
I'd rather not.
Alright.
But the CGI, but like, yeah, all those movies have bad CGI. Like every single one of them. Except this one. This one has really good CGI. And so does the Marvels. But fuck the Marvels.
Ah, the Marvels are horrible. Get out of here.
The Marvels does have good CGI, but anything else is horrible. I fucking hate that movie. We'll get to the Marvels when we get to it.
What was it?
But yeah, the CGI here is really good and really like in line with the MCU.
Multiverse of Madness
is capable of, and we should expect. It's not bad. It's not horrible. So let's stop talking about the CGI. Let's talk about let's go into the real meat of the movie, the characters.
So
I make these notes fucking like a year, like a few months ago. So the movie was like fresher in my mind. So if we don't fucking talk about things again, I'm sorry. It's been a year. So I love these two together because they have. The same arc, their arc is pretty much the same, and that's Gamora and Star-Lord. So, I mean, yeah, like, Gamora is not the Gamora we know. Like, it is, but it's not, like, it's also not.
Half and half?
Blame yeah, Endgame. Yeah, half and half.
Blame Endgame. Half and half.
Because that's the Gamora from the past, right?
Yeah, it's the Gamora from technically 2014. Mm. Like before the Guardians movie. And she has like she's a part of the Ravagers, I think, right now, like in like by the time of the movie, and she still lives at the end. And it's kind of about Star-Lord, and this is mostly, it's not a Star-Lord movie. It's definitely, the last two movies have definitely been, like, the first one was definitely much more, like, team-related, and the second one was, again, kind of team-related, but it was much more Star-focused. This is definitely focusing much more on Rocket Raccoon, which is a character that, one, wasn't called Rocket Raccoon until this movie, and two, didn't have that much development in the last few movies. So these two are not the focus of the movie at all. But what do you guys think about Gamora and Star-Lord in this movie and their sort of like plot together?
It was cool.
I mean, it was really, really well written, to be honest.
Yeah. Pancakes. Is Pancakes dead?
Yeah, I think he is.
Oh, I just realized. Fucking the Marvels is part of fucking Phase 5. That's shit.
Yeah.
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 We're already on Phase 5. Holy shit.
I don't give a shit anymore. I'm just gonna wait until Deadpool 3 comes out. And then I'm gonna watch that shit.
They better have that Morbius joke, okay? That's what I'm here for.
They probably want the Morbius joke, to be honest.
Oh, the Morbius joke will be fucking fire. Because it's the greatest movie of all time. Bro.
No, the greatest movie of all... Dude, you have not seen the greatest movie of all time. The greatest movie of all time is Paddington 2.
No.
Dude, you do not get it. Paddington 2. No, dude, like, genuinely. Last time I checked, Paddington 2 had like a 90-something percent on Rotten Tomatoes for no fucking reason. And I've seen it. It's genuinely a really good movie. It's very well put together.
Hold on, I want to disclaimer. If you guys hear a dog in the background, I'm very sorry.
Listen, I've seen the original Paddington 2, so you know what? I might just, you know, revisit Paddington and then watch Paddington 2. I mean, back then I was just binge watching Pokemon and then I just, you know what? Let's just watch Paddington. Why not? And I loved it.
Fuck.
God, I would not want to be. I would not want to be in your shoes watching fucking Pokemon.
I remember, like last year, or you know, a few years ago, I don't know. I decided to just, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to be watching the original Pokemon anime. I hate it. Where's Pancakes?
I'm here.
It's Seed.
Oh, it was a Seed. Oh, so I sit down, watch it. I hated it. Unfortunately, I couldn't even make it past the first episode. Goddamn.
Damn. That's kind of how I've been trying to. So the new season came out with the new main characters. I'm like, you know what? Let me give it a try, right? I don't have to catch up on a lot of stuff. I don't. It's a brand new story, right? I have not watched it since the first episode pretty much aired. So
it's shit.
It's not shit because I've only watched one episode. I can't really give it anything aside from the one episode.
Kid me only remembers watching XY. Like
XY was definitely the best.
Yeah, maybe because kid me, I don't know, like the Pokemon or
You clearly haven't seen the Pokemon Gen 3 anime. Like that's the best for me.
What's Gen
3? Oh, Hoenn. I was about to say fucking Ho-Oh.
Ho.
The Ho region.
That's where it's like May and... like, it's like Brock's third season or something.
But anyways,
not back to Guardians. So, Gamora and Star-Lord, they're definitely a part of the movie. Like, they definitely have their segments in the movie. What's about them and started like learning to really let go of like trying to be a thing with Gamora.
Get out of here. She's not your type.
She's not anything really. But to be honest, I feel like I really feel like Joe and Anthony Russo kind of fucked James Gunn over. The directors of Avengers, the last two Avengers movies.
Yeah.
They kind of fucked James Gunn over by killing Gamora. So he had to like write around it because the thing is, what James Gunn was waiting for.
crap.
What?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, what is it?
Back.
Uh-huh. What?
Nothing. I'll continue.
Okay. I don't know what I was saying.
Like how she got killed off in like Infinity War and you know they had to, you know, write around it.
Yeah, like that like Gaines gonna have to write around it. And the thing is, like it took him so long to actually get this movie done because the thing is, James Gunn was fired from Disney.
womp womp.
Like a few, I think in 2018, he was fired from Disney, so he couldn't make Guardians. So he then went on and made the Suicide Squad movie.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing is, it's like James Gunn, like, unleashed. Like, I feel like if you want this Suicide Squad movie, but like really, really good, like really well made, just watch the Peacemaker show. It's better than the Suicide Squad movie. But aside from that, he wanted to make Suicide Squad, and that took him a while. Like, he was definitely like doing that for a lot of time doing Suicide Squad. It was a project of his for a long ass time. So Guardians 3 took a long time. So he had to adapt because I think Guardians 3 was supposed to come out like 2019 or something. Before he was fired. And then Guardians 3 came out 6 years after the original, so after the second one.
Congratulations.
But yeah. So he had to ride around that, and it's interesting to see how it is. But it's clear that he couldn't make it. The story he made didn't make it, so it was like really like the focus of it. It could be the focus of it. So instead of that, it's the back burner to the real story of the real story main character of the movie, which is Rocket.
The fuck did I miss?
Everything.
You missed kind of nothing. We were still on Gamora and Star-Lord. We're now moving on to the real meta of the movie, Rocket.
The All world right. crashed. You both of you can join now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'll join you later.
We're on this. Yeah, we also had a little sidetrack about Pokemon shit.
Why are we talking about Pokemon in the middle of a
Guardians
episode? I was asking about the anime. Like, it was like I just watched it. Like, for like the first anime, I hated it. And, you know, blah blah. It evolved into like, oh, what's the best fucking gem?
All right. Hold on. Let me say something real quick.
Yeah.
Batman. I caught a little Pokemon.
No.
I was thinking what? About that.
What? 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 What did you do?
You wanna know what Pokemon I caught?
What?
Do you not know?
Brad probably does not know what we're talking about.
There I don't know. Oh, okay.
No, that was seed again. No, Rackham, it's a joke that Joker and Batman, like, Joker as like Batman trapped in like a basement or something, and Joker caught a low putty, and he's gonna fuck the Pokemon. So yeah, that's a joke.
Oh, come on.
You know what a low putty is, right?
Low. No, come on, bro.
All right, but okay. Look, like, when you really think about it, that whole tobacco is wrong because you can't just fuck a Pokemon. But what if Lopunny was oiled up?
What if we got to talking about Rocket?
What if Rocket was oiled? What if Rocket was oiled up?
Man, you can do whatever. Actually, no, that's an animal. That's a full animal. Pancakes.
Isn't it a hybrid made by the High Evolutionary?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it's mostly an animal.
Mash. No, it's the tail. Oh, God.
Pancakes, do not fuck Rocket Raccoon.
I'm not saying that we should fuck him because it's an animal. But what if he was oiled up?
Like,
bro. Like, he's oiled up. Like, you know what you have to do to something when it's oiled up? You gotta toss it around.
Oh, God.
You know what, Pancake? Before we started this episode, you told me that I need to seek medical help.
I probably need to see a psychiatrist. I am a calculus survivor.
Yes, you definitely do, Pancakes. I think you do. Genuinely speaking. You need
Like I'm talking about getting Rocket the Raccoon oiled up while just like strolling around in a Minecraft world while not doing anything, and having the scars of PTSD of having to do the definite integrals of inverse trigonometric functions.
I don't know what any of that means, but sure.
All you need to know is that Rocket the Raccoon oiled up is a very considerable option. I'm gonna make the bridge that's gonna link the main village to your house, and yeah, I'm gonna start making one of the ends, which is called Negros Pier, which Bangeli was gonna make, but he never joins. So yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so talk about you, Rocket. Rocket's the main character of the movie, and he's out of it for half of it. So the main story does revolve around Rocket, and we do see a lot of flashback sequences, which I will talk about later, sort of showing that Rocket is what his past is.
Yeah.
And it is really, really emotional. Like it really tugs on your heartstrings. It shows how the character came to be. And it's just like it's really well acted by forgot his name.
The voice actor?
Bradley Cooper. Is it Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Like, it's so well acted by Bradley Cooper. It's insane.
Yeah.
What can I say? It's Bradley Cooper.
But it's just really good. So, what do you guys... what do you guys think about Rocket and all that?
Like you said, Bradley Cooper smashed it, quite literally. But yeah, Rocket of a character is actually a really well-made character because it shows an emotional spectrum where there shouldn't be an emotional spectrum. Like, we're talking about an oiled-up talking raccoon. Like, oh seriously, man, it cannot get better than that. It cannot get better than that.
Pancake, you're right. Because you're a fucking rock bottom.
Rock? No, I'm not rock bottom. I'm Rocket Raccoon. Oiled up.
Bro, what the hell?
That's so fucking stupid.
You're laughing at Rocket Raccoon getting oiled up. Porque te gusta que... A ti te gusta eso. A ti te gusta eso.
Stupid ass joke. That was so fucking stupid.
And yet you're laughing at it, you dipshit. You know you like it. You know you like
that
it.
That was such a bad joke.
You know you like it.
Te gusta el mapache aceitado.
Mapache aceitado, la ma. Okay, but real talk. Let's not talk about Rocket getting oiled up because it's an animal. And Bella Bella, Rocket Raccoon is actually a very well-written character. Like, it shows that in this movie they wanted to talk about Rocket from the start. And Bella Bella, they did a really good job. Character depth, yeah, writing, everything. Boom, completely good. But yeah, let's not talk about oiled up Rocket because it's an animal. Now, what if Adam Warlock was oiled up? That was Jesus that would Christ. Be a completely oh, different scenario.
Okay. So a little bit more about Rocket before we move on to another character. I feel like the thing is Rocket has always been like this comedy relief character. He's had his like serious moments, but from like for now. He sort of has been there for like action sequences and just being kind of there a lot of time. And now he's getting a spotlight. It's a really good and well-made way of showing that he can be a really good main character without technically being the main character. Like, he's knocked cold out of the movie for like half of it. So to fully still like remain about him and it's like and his presence still being felt and he still being one of the main leads is really impressive on like James Gunn's part.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. I think we're done with Rocket for now. Let's move on to the main villain. I think arguably one of the best villains Marvel has ever produced.
Yeah.
The High Evolutionary.
Where's the Low Evolutionary?
Shut the fuck up.
Probably dead.
Okay, but like real talk. The High Evolutionary for me was an amazing character because I think it's the only character aside from Rocket that showed like the most depth out of any of the characters in the fucking in the movie. And not just that, he's also very well written. Like every time that the High Evolutionary said something, you could feel his motives. You could feel that he was onto something. And it's just really commendable to show that in a character. Now, if he was oiled up, however, it would be a completely different story. Okay, no. Okay, yeah. No, I'm gonna stop. But yeah, basically, he's a really good... He's a...
You can't even take yourself seriously.
I can't even say the fucking word oil without fucking thinking about it, Governor. But yeah, in all seriousness, the High Evolutionary is a great character. And when I think about the High Evolutionary, I think about a specific moment because here's what happened, Bella. The High Evolutionary to me and the idea of this entire movie in general reminds me that Marvel is not just a franchise for kids. And I knew that for quite some time now. But a lot of people seem to think that superhero movies tend to be like these movies that are just for kids. And when you really think about this movie's message, no, it's fucking not. Like, bro, you cannot enjoy this movie properly by being a kid. Like, if you go to watch fucking Star Wars, if you go watch The Last Jedi in theaters and you're like a 6-year-old kid who brought his over like his like very noisy, very bright lightsaber to the theater and he's just waving it around the entire movie, like when you watch the movie itself, you're gonna love it because ooh, fights, ooh, villain, ooh, Star Wars Force, ooh, yeah. Like when you're a little kid, you enjoy just about any movie, no matter how bad it is. When you are a more grown-up person and you watch The Last Jedi, like the average movie critic, like you, Mercury, would be like, "What the fuck did I just watch?" And
yeah, I know. I would say this is the most dog shit thing I've seen. Is Ruby Volume 5.
Yeah, but like basically,
that's not the worst Star Wars movie.
Yeah, but basically, right? What happened was with this movie, it's the complete opposite. Like mothers would expect their kid, I mean, the movie to be just for kids because it's like superhero related, and that's a bad stigma that heroes movies have. I feel like with this movie, the exact opposite would happen. And I would say that it happened because it happened to my stepbrother. My stepbrother went to watch this movie with his biological mother, and when he told us about it, when I went to watch it, he vividly described that. He vividly remembered a scene that was too graphic. Esa película está muy fuerte, he told us, and yeah, I'm pretty sure he got stuck with the idea that heroes movies are for kids, which is not true at all. because he was talking about the scene where at the end they're defeating the High Evolutionary and they rip his fucking face off and you see his bare like skull with the tendons and everything. But yeah, basically okay. Red Skull. But yeah,
Bonnie treatment.
Yeah, basically. And just like describing this scene, like, it's not meant for kids. It's the complete opposite than the average superhero movie. Like, the average superhero movie would be like, if it's overtly bad but it has actions like for heroes and shit, the average kid is gonna be like, wow, that was a good movie. The average critic would be like, depending on how the movie is, like, what the fuck is this shit? With this movie, it was, oh, mommy, I didn't like it. There was violence and that guy tore his face off. But the average movie critic would come out of the room fucking bawling their eyes out.
Me.
Exactly. It was a really good movie. Yeah. I almost cried.
When I was like, before we actually talk about High Evolutionary, like full on, we were talking about Pancakes it being like not for kids. It was a big thing when the movie came out. Like, it was, for example, like that scene of Hamstring's face getting torn off, and the fact that this movie is the first Marvel movie to ever say fuck.
Oh yeah! Fuck. Open the fucking door.
Open the fucking door. And
people had the biggest problem with the movie, like, because of, like, people, like, parents had the biggest problem with the movie because of that.
Look, the entire theater was laughing their ass off when he said that shit.
What? We're talking about how this movie, how, like, Pancake's stepbrother that came out of the movie saying it was too violent. Like, yeah, a lot of kids, a lot of parents said that the movie was too violent. Yeah. It was, like, not meant for kids. Like, yeah, it was not meant for kids. Like, a guy's face got torn off and the MCU said it's first fuck.
Oh, yeah. And,
Seba.
Yeah?
Se fucking murió.
That's it?
He's dead.
Se murió. Se murió.
Womp womp. But yeah,
damn.
The entire theater laughed when he said fuck.
That's not.
Yeah, like, I mean,
that can't be an audience. Like, you can't just laugh when they say fuck. Like, okay, if it's like a really specific like funny situation, then yeah. But like, why would they laugh at the hearing of fuck? Like, how?
The thing is that the scene was funny. Pancakes. The scene was funny.
Nah, I don't know. Why not? Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. It's just the scene was funny.
I'm back.
Like, for me,
okay.
Like, it wasn't that funny to me. Like, for me, it's strange that a feeder would be like, open the fucking door, and then quack, 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 quack.
Alright, so as I was saying, Rat Comedy, he didn't get that Withered Bonnie treatment. He got that 2012 comic book Joker treatment.
Huh?
If you don't know what I'm talking about, just look it up.
2012 Joker comic book.
They actually did a I could actually further amplify the example about the High Evolutionary's face getting torn off. Like, I actually saw a TikTok edit of this guy who like put up that scene, and for me that was kind of funny because it was so random. They synced it to Funky Town. If you look up Funky Town gore, it just show up. To TikTok edit.
Oh no, nah, bro.
I'm not looking that up. I know what I'll take me to.
We're not looking that up.
I'm looking it up. I'm different.
Of course, it's fucking Rat Comedy. He probably look up porn in public.
Oh. The fuck? There's. Oh shit.
Anyways, you think, okay, Pancakes, what you said about the Evolutionary being like a very complex villain, that is like deeply ironic because this is the most like just straight up villain we've had in the MCU for a very long time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This man isn't like This guy doesn't have a reason to be evil. He's just evil.
Yeah, he's evil. Like he's evil. So like the last, guy that I can remember, off the top of my head, that was evil. Shit, mano. Fucking. I was about to say fucking Steppenwolf now. Hela from Ragnarok.
The thing is, Hela had a reason though. Like she was, she just wasn't just like evil for the sake of being evil. She was like mad at Odin. And then wanted to take over Asgard because she was mad at him. She had a thing is, a lot of villains in like the MCU's current landscape have a reason. The only ones that don't have a reason are like, fucking. I'm trying to remember. Like I guess like Ego.
Oh yeah, Ego like, was evil.
Ego was like, Ego didn't have a reason other than just taking over the universe.
Yeah.
Just because. That's a lot of the Guardians villains. But thing is,
if you really think about it, If you really think about it, James Gunn has a tendency of like making villains that have no reason to be evil, but are just like evil. Like Ronan the Conqueror, Ego, and the High Evolutionary are all fucking villains that are just pure evil.
Yeah, I was getting to that. I was actually gonna mention that. Like, they're all just evil for the sake of being evil.
They just don't have a reason. Which makes it like even weirder.
No, the thing is, like, they got better. They got better as the movies went on. Like, each villain, sure, they were still just evil for being evil. But they got, like well-written the more they went on. Like Ronan the Accuser was just, like, a guy. Right? Like, he didn't have that big of a motivation. He wasn't, like, really that,
What the fuck?
What happened?
He wasn't...
No, man, it's just like, there's a villager outpost right next to a village. I mean, there's a pillager outpost right next to a village.
Oiled up pillager.
Shut the fuck up.
And I found more trims, let's go.
The thing is, like Ronan the Accuser, is that like he's just kind of there. Like, he's just kind of there, he's kind of forgettable. But Ego's really good. Like, Ego... is a really well-made villain because he has that emotional attachment. And so does the High Evolutionary. But the thing is, High Evolutionary is just kind of... him and Ego, they're both well-written. But they're on, like, separate levels of well-written. Because Ego is much more emotional, while the High Evolutionary is much more, like, threatening.
Heartless.
Yeah, like, heartless, threatening. Like, it's heartbreaking when like you realize Ego's a bad guy from the start, but when High Evolutionary, but like you fucking hate the High Evolutionary.
Yeah, immediately.
Shit.
You fucking hate this guy from the beginning that you meet him, because you wanted to get to die. Like, you wanted to die, but guess what? Fun fact, he doesn't die.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he lives.
Oh. Excellent.
What?
We never see his body, and in a post, in a scene that was deleted from the movie, he's shown to be still alive. So, like, probably, he's probably still alive.
Oh, I searched like rescue guy. Scary shit I've seen this week.
Yeah, that's
unless if I come down with okay. More gross shit, well, whatever.
Havushinari is a really, like, well-made villain. For what he is. But I think one of the movie's biggest faults.
What?
And that is Adam Warlock.
Dun 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 Dun, 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 dun,
dun. We are on YouTube.
Blame Pancakes.
Dude, Heart is not gonna copyright strike me for fucking humming their song. Tranquilo. Heart is not gonna copyright strike us for that. Chill.
Don't. People have been copyright strike for worse, for smaller offenses.
Well, those people need to calm themselves down, or they can face the wrath of La Mai Mia.
Okay.
Bro.
Raggy.
Okay, but let's talk about Adam Warlock. So, okay, Adam Warlock is one of the things that was holding down the movie. This movie wanted to introduce Adam Warlock. That was the plan from the very beginning of this movie. They wanted to introduce Adam Warlock. Thing is, as the movie got delayed and delayed and delayed, Adam Warlock's role kept getting decreased. Because Adam Warlock is one of the most powerful characters in Marvel Comics. Like, he's powerful. He beat Thanos. He was the original one that beat Thanos.
So if he's that badass, then why didn't make him such a pussy in the movie?
Yeah, it is. Thing is, he was one of the main things that people were hyping up for this movie. It's Adam Warlock. Adam Warlock's gonna be in this movie. He's gonna have a big role. And he just kinda doesn't. The thing is, like, Adam Warlock is such a big character, and he's kind of giving a nothing role. It is so disappointing. It is very, very, very disappointing to see that, like he just didn't get much.
The best thing that Adam Warlock had in this movie was his fucking introduction. Enough said.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that was one of the few things I can say that Adam Warlock really did have going for him. Because there's nothing much. There's nothing much there for Adam Warlock. It's just kind of, he was kind of there. He became good because the High Witchery didn't care about his mother, which was the High Priestess, I think she was called. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah.
And yeah. That's it.
All right. Real question. High Priestess. Smash or pass?
Shut up.
Pancakes! Why are you so horny this episode?
What? To re-message Cap? No, wait.
Pancakes, what made you so horny this episode? Why are you so horny?
Dude.
Chatbot AI is complete garbage. Get out of here.
I don't know, man. I probably just need
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Who's the hype?
You need to jack off. Just saying.
Jack Acuello Immortal.
Dude, you got a porn addiction now?
Oh, dear God.
Pancake, just saying, you need to crack the hog. As soon as we're done, you can jack off all you want, man. I will follow you.
Dude, I am not gonna do that. You take your chill pill, because I ain't doing that.
Just go back to your oiled up Pokemon.
Brother, I am not jerking you off.
What the fuck are you talking about? Okay, knockout. Let's get on with the episode.
Anyways. So, yeah, Adam Warlock.
Okay, Adam Warlock.
I think I said everything. Right? Yeah, you know what? We said it. So that was some other characters that I didn't talk about.
Drax.
Drax and Mantis. I didn't talk about them. There's not much to say. They didn't do much.
He's cool.
Yeah, I'm going to mention it. I'm going to mention it because, like, I mentioned this to you guys, but I haven't shared it in the podcast.
Wait. What about Nebula?
Oh, the blue woman.
She did less. she got shafted worse than Drax and Mantis. It's like, okay, thing is, okay, Drax and Mantis at least had the holiday special. Like, they at least had that. Like, they had some development.
Star Wars holiday special, bitch. They just travel to Kashyyyk again and shit. Just make fun of it.
I mean, it's either better or worse, because in the holiday special, Drax and Mantis like fucking kidnapped Kevin Bacon. So
yeah,
I love the holiday special. It was so funny.
By the way, have you seen my fucking new theory that I just, you know, assume that Earth in Star Wars is, you know, the planet of the apes?
I'm pretty sure that Earth exists in Star Wars.
That sounds awesome. You should make that into a full series.
Oh, imagine that. Apes conquer the galaxy. Fuck it.
No, okay, wait. Recommend, hear me out.
Yeah,
okay. Empire of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
Well, what's the time frame?
It's like during the imperial like reign, where the Empire finds Earth and they have to fight the apes.
Fight Caesar. They have to fight Caesar.
That's like right after the takeover. Then, goddamn, fucking apes have full power versus the entire imperial army.
The apes will win. The apes will win. Okay.
Remember, apes together strong.
Apes together strong. Okay. Well, what else? So yeah, there's not much to say about it. Like, Nebula had less to do because Nebula, I think her character arc is pretty much done. The only weird thing was like that thing they tried to do with like Star-Lord and Nebula, but that didn't go anywhere, thankfully. And like afterwards, like everyone leaves the Guardian, but we'll talk about it later. that's all the characters. Let's go into the plot. So, okay, the thing is, the plot is kind of based around the characters. Like, it's like this is like most MCU movies, the plot is really character focused. Which, I guess it's Guardian movies in general. It's very much character focused, which is not a bad thing, but it kind of leaves this time to not talk about much. But let's talk about some things. Okay.
Question: how would the plot have been affected if the characters were oiled up?
This man cannot. Wow. I heard like this man's like voice like try to burp. So it's like his own body is trying to stop him from like saying those words.
Qué cabrón. Fue para hacer reír. I wanted to fucking say it normally. But I couldn't, cause it's just too fucking funny. So like, yo lo cabrón fo.
This man just shorted all over the fucking mic.
Límpiate, cabrón.
Okay, so let's actually dive into the emotional depth of the movie. Like, let's go in there. Let's really talk about it, since the plot is mostly just the characters doing things for other characters. So, like I stated kind of at the beginning, this movie made a lot of people cry.
Womp womp.
What? Womp womp.
I didn't cry. Fuck you.
Well, at least it made people emotional. And that's the thing that hasn't been really done since Endgame. Like, a lot of the newer movies, I haven't felt emotional. Like, okay. Wakanda Forever, I didn't really, to be fucking real with you, I didn't feel much like it when T'Challa, like the fact that T'Challa's dead, it just kind of didn't matter.
Literally, it's just sideline. Like, oh look, he's dead, but whatever.
I already went to like the episode when we talked about Wakanda Forever, but I feel like if they really wanted to make it feel like to really do it, they would have recast T'Challa.
There's got to be some timeline or some random Marvel comic that has Sam Wilson turning into Captain America, and wherever Don Cheadle plays in the MCU,
War Machine,
turn into Black Panther.
What?
I mean, I don't know. For me, it works.
No, it doesn't. What are you talking about? Okay. So in the comics, Shuri does become Black Panther. That happens.
Wait.
What I'm saying right now is that T'Challa's death and just kind of exiting the MCU
Guys, we don't have much time. This year, T'Challa will die, okay? We must save him.
Oh, yeah! Huh.
We must save him, guys.
Anyways, with Chadwick Boseman's sad death, it was very sudden. And I think that it would have been better if it was recast, because I feel like T'Challa wasn't done. Like, T'Challa really, really, really wasn't done.
Yeah, but look, man, there were very limited options. And like, when Wakanda Forever was being made, like, at the time, Marvel was going through its... Yeah, Diablo, this is a fucking wolf, okay? Hold on.
Kill it, you fuck.
And I put him in that hole.
You could have bled him out, shit.
So basically, at the time of them making Wakanda Forever, they had very limited options, and you have to understand that. Like, brother, it was either, okay, recast T'Challa, pull fucking Carrie Fisher and try to CGI the entire character into the movie as Chadwick Boseman, or the original Fast and Furious, like, find an identical actor to Chadwick Boseman, like they did with Paul Walker's cousin, brother, whatever the fuck, and then CGI Chadwick into the character.
Don't
into the actor.
I think it's pancakes. When I said back then, I still stand by it now. When me and Travy talked about Wakanda Forever, I feel like he should have been recast, because the thing is, Shuri turning to Black Panther wasn't done well, because it's the thing is, we don't know Shuri. Like, as a character, we really don't know Shuri. So her suddenly being thrust into main character status was very sudden, and I feel like one more movie with her development would have been enough for us to see Shuri become Black Panther.
Oh boy.
Like, one more movie with T'Challa, and then this one, it also would be T'Challa, but Shuri would become Black Panther 2, and they would be two Black Panthers and all that. Like, one Black Panther would join the Avengers, and one would stay in Wakanda. That is what I said back then, summarized. Yeah. Also, in the comics, War Machine becomes Iron Man.
Does Iron Man come back in the MCU?
No.
Oh, thank God. At least he's permanent.
They're bringing in a new character called Ironheart. So they're replacing... They're replacing Iron Man with the new character Ironheart, which is already off the bad start, because she's already a very bad character in Wakanda Forever.
It's a woman?
Yeah?
Smash.
You're in luck, because the character's in college.
Oh, thank fuck. Look, I just turned 18. I don't want to go to prison.
Yeah. Okay. Well, So, okay. But yeah, they're replacing Iron Man with Ironheart. and it's already at the bad start, but Iron Heart's getting her own series, which will be bad. So, like...
Will she be oiled up, though?
Mira, cabrón. Oh my God. No empiece. No empiece. It was funny when I did it. No empiece. It was funny when I did it.
It was funny when you did it. It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny, Megan. It wasn't funny.
It was really funny. It was, funny. You can't fucking
lie. It was really funny.
It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny.
Stop gaslighting yourself. You know it was funny.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. But let's actually talk about the... Okay, so the emotional depth of the movie was really well made. It really made you feel, especially when all the fucking animal friends got murdered. And just fucking everyone quiet.
My God, I just found 3 villages on this expedition. Fuck.
You're living the life, man.
Listen, man, make your ancestors proud. Colonize the shit out of them, okay? Loot them.
Damn, okay. Also, when fucking hell. When Rocket finally beats the High Evolutionary, that's really well made. And when Rocket, right after his friends get fucking murdered, he claws out his face. That's just, and then the reveal at the end. Ooh, that's really good. And I'm gonna talk about the flashback sequences. But yeah, just everything here with the emotional things, the flashback sequences, they're all really, really, really well made. Just great overall.
What do I draw this? Well, what if Rocket the Raccoon?
Oh my no!
Oh my God!
No, let me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish.
No,
let me finish.
No, let this man no, Patrick, no!
Do not let this man talk.
Oh God! I think I have it.
But what if? But what if Rock? Wait.
Oh God! Espérate,
espérate, espérate. Okay, but generally, what if Rocket the Raccoon, okay, I heard that this movie was going to be originally more dark than it originally, than it already is. But, if that were to happen, then how would Rocket, look like? As a character? How would he act in a darker version?
I feel if it was much more violent, the movie would definitely be longer, which is kind of weird because the movie's already 2 hours and 30 minutes long. I think.
I think you'll have I think you'll be missing an arm, missing an eye. Okay.
I feel like Havlicek would be a lot more fucked up.
Well, that would be a problem if he was oiled up, you know. But yeah.
No, seriously, stop.
Oh God, please, dude.
No. I should change the title to Pancakes Wants Fucking Oiled Up Oiled Animals.
I'm talking about High Evolutionary.
I don't care. You want everything oiled up but women.
Oh, come on, dude. That's not fair.
Dude, the money I would pay to say Caesar oiled up, but that's a whole different story.
I want an oiled up Iron Heart, okay? Then the show gets
good. Okay, cover. Okay, okay, okay. That's it. That's it. Just go on with the video before rag comedy gets too frisky.
Before you get more frisky. Fuck you.
No, so... when I do it, it's funny. When he does it, it's creepy.
What? Come on, dude.
What do you mean? You wanna talking raccoon oiled up?
You like low punny oiled up shit, okay? You like fucking.
I never said I liked oiled up low punny. What are you talking about?
You said it earlier, you fuck, okay?
I was talking about Rocket the Raccoon. There's a very stark difference.
You said it earlier. Tony Stark. God damn. At least I'm just I want fucking oiled up Ironheart, college female, of course, but you're just fucking animals, bro.
I love this episode.
First of all, You're not funny. Second of all,
fuck you.
I'm funny. Third of all,
no, you're not.
Third of all, Johnson and Johnson, like Johnson and Johnson baby oil is only $7.99 on Walmart. So just saying, that's a pretty good bargain.
Deadass is gonna leave this episode.
Oh, God.
I will deadass just leave this episode. This is too insane. Okay, our final few talking points. So this is the last Guardians adventure for a very good while. Like, this is the last time the original team will be teaming up and the new team will be taking over, which is kind of weird because the new team is Adam, Warlock, Groot. Like, Groot and Rocket are still here because they're kind of easy to get. You know, I don't think Vin Diesel's voice will be aging as soon as he is fucking doing Fast and Furious. And Bradley Cooper's like, what, 30?
Oh, shit.
I don't think Bradley Cooper is that old. Not right, he's fucking 50. But like,
he doesn't sound 50.
I know. That's what I said. A lot of have you seen Paul Rudd?
He looks 50.
Paul Rudd does not look 50.
You're right. He doesn't look 50. He looks 60.
Oh, you're kidding me. You're joking. Paul Rudd does not look 60. He looks 30.
Nah, he
like
looks
that 30.
He looks 35.
I'll give you that one. He does look 35. But the thing is, he looks like 30, just a little like too stressed.
How old is Paul Rudd?
55.
How?
55.
Paul Rudd does not.
Hold on, I don't believe you. Computer, volume 4.
Guys,
you hear computer, me? How old is Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
Yeah,
holy another shit, he's 55.
There's another knee here. There, okay. It's gone. Thank you.
Paul Rudd's 55, yeah.
Holy shit.
Mid-40s. Just pretty cool.
Yeah, but he looks 30. Damn. I don't know how. I want his jeans.
If you save up $10 every year, for every year of Paul Rudd's life, you'd have $550. That is enough.
That's not a lot.
It's not a lot, but hey, it's enough to buy at least. Actually, hold on. Let me do the math.
One PS5.
Okay, yeah, one PS5 plus tax. Or.
Okay,
hold on.
But yeah,
it's also enough. $550 is enough to buy one PS5 plus tax. Yeah, but it's also enough to buy around 60 bottles, like 65 bottles of baby oil from Walmart.
God, fuck.
65 bottles.
You. Okay, so this is the last. The new Guardians team has like these, of course, it's voice actors. The only ones returning are voice actors. Kraven's here, but I don't know how old the Kraven actor is. Will Poulter, whatever the fuck his last name is pronounced, is still very much like he's like, I think he's not that old, so he can definitely still beat Adam Warlock for a good while.
Good.
He's 31. Yeah, he can be on a Warlock for a long ass time.
Yeah. Hope he doesn't die or something. Eternal.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, whatever. Let's not think about Eternals.
Every time I come back here, I have to do one. No, I have to say two specific words every time I get here. Okay. Can you guess them?
Eternals, Morbius?
No. You know? Anyone?
the and hello?
No. Okay, I'll tell you. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Triangle strategy.
Okay, triangle strategy. Sure. So this is the last. So like I said, this is the last one. This is a random ass kid here. just saying. But yeah, it's the last time we're seeing the Guardians for a very good time. And yeah, for Star will return at some point and all that. That's the thing. Yeah, that's something I forgot to mention. Emotional death. It's the fact that we see Star Wars family, like this story finally conclude here.
What did I miss out to leave again? I'm sorry.
How the Guardians are ending for a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're seeing the Guardians like be dismantled a little, and we're seeing it leave, and I'm excited to see how the future of this franchise does roll around. But I don't think we're gonna see it for a very long time. And I don't think we're gonna see the Guardians return for at least a good while.
Maybe in like the Avengers.
Maybe, yeah, but like I Guardians of the Galaxy original project, I don't think it's gonna happen. And that's because I'm adding something to this little list that I made like a fucking few months ago. Because James Gunn is currently in the process of filming Peacemaker Season 2. This year will be the release of a new series for the DCEU, which he is producing, called Creature Commandos. And next year, we'll see the release of the first DCU movie, Superman.
Superman Legacy.
Can we get Morbius too?
It was actually renamed to just Superman. And yeah, just it'll be kind of big seeing all these like characters, like him working on DC fully for a long time. And I am very excited.
It's not gonna be Henry Cavill who's gonna play Superman, right?
No. It's gonna be like I think his name is David Cornsweet or something. I don't know.
Cornsweet. What a fantastic name.
Yeah, it's Cornsweet. But yeah, we're gonna see him like really work on so we're not gonna see the Guardians for a good while, I think.
Yeah.
And that's really something to think about. Like, you know, they went out with a bang. Now, this is the best MCU movie in the last 5 years.
Watch out for Deadpool.
Joker.
You have to watch out for Deadpool. Joker's DC.
We gotta watch Joker 2 as well.
We do have to watch Joker 2.
Oh, yeah.
Joker 1 was the bomb.
I hope Pancakes joins back. We're almost done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it. I think, yeah. Hey! He's back to John. We're back to John Hancock, I guess. Okay. So, we're done. We're finally done with Guardians, actually, finally.
Thank God.
So, where do I rank it on the good old tier list? So, some of the changes I made is the fact that we are no longer doing the MCU tier list. We're doing the Media with Fate tier list. Where from now on, from like last episode, I think, I last reviewed Ruby, we are now putting everything review on a tier list.
Mm. Wow.
Which I just fucking grab the MCU tier list and put it all there. So yeah, for me, Guardians 3 goes comfortably in the A tier. My main gripe is the fact that Adam Warlock didn't get to do much, and I would kind of hope to see much more Star-Lord, but we're probably gonna see more Star-Lord. So where do you guys rank?
I think it should go on A tier, like very strong A tier, almost S.
What the dog doing?
Oh my fucking god, you guys can hear that. Oh fuck.
Don't worry about it. Okay, Raccoon with your pancakes. What would you rank the movie?
A tier.
Comfortable S tier. Like, honestly, this is one of the most emotionally impacting movies I've ever seen.
High A tier, though, okay?
Pancakes, I must say, you have a very weird S tier.
Holy shit, I'm not a blacksmith. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, it's empty.
Rec comedy, you said A tier? Oh, so the general consensus is A tier. I put Galaxy of the Guardians.
Galaxy of the
Wow. That sounds like some Star Wars shit or something.
Okay. So, yeah. That's it. So, for the what YouTube the audience.
What is this?
Holy shit, man.
My guy, I
so, for the YouTube audience, I can actually comment. What did you guys think about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3?
No. Stop.
Leave in the comments below.
My guy, stop everything. I just found a dungeon within a village. What is this?
That's actually.
How?
That's actually kind of cool.
What is this seed, bro? Like.
But we're almost done.
Bro, send me the seed, okay? Send me the seed.
Anyways. So yeah, for the YouTube audience at home, what did you guys think of this movie? Leave in the comments below. Before we wrap up, Pancake Seed, do you have anything to plug? Any YouTube channels? Any Twitter accounts? Anything?
YouTube. If you guys want to check out the edit of Evolutionary was talking about, please Google Funky Town Gorn.
No.
Do not do that.
Do not do that, guys.
I insist. Do not do that.
Okay, I do have something to plug. At the bug that lives in your bed, YouTube. Okay, that's my YouTube. Okay, I don't have anything else to plug. My account.
Okay, Pancakes, do you have anything else to plug? Like, do you have anything to plug here?
Nah, my Roblox account, no.
I said Pancakes.
Okay. It's out cold.
Bye-bye. Dun, 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 dun,
okay,
dun, dun,
well, dun, dun. You can find the podcast and the entertainment's YouTube handles all on the YouTube channel page at The Entertainment. For me, it's Merc at MercurySC on YouTube, Wattpad 803, and fucking Fashion.net. At MercurySCheese on Twitter and MercurySCheese on Twitch. So yeah, that's it. Everyone, say your goodbyes.
I want my oiled up iron heart.
Fuck you!
Oh my god.
Anyways, yeah, that's about it. See ya.
Hector, what if I were to oil up your mother?
Don't do that. Please don't do that.
I thought the episode cut out. Oh my god. Go back to voice chat.
Alright.